Welcome into the Fantasy Funkhouse. Huge star-studded episode tonight. Some first-timers, several returning guests, and we are in a time crunch right now. We're doing a live mock on Fantasy Football Calculator, just like Jerry and I did a couple weeks ago. We have 2 minutes until the first pick. Really, we have three. Chris has first pick. So I'm going to get to the introductions. As always, got my partner in crime, Double Jerry. Jerry, how's it going?
Going good. Excited to get into this. We got a huge crew tonight. Love to see it.
Huge crew. Up in the top left corner, we got B. Kane, Bri Guy. How's it going?
Excited to get going here. First mock of the year. Looking forward to it.
All right. Then we got Crazy Legs, Chris Johnson, returning guest.
Hi. Great to be here. This is like my second home. This is like my 200th mock of the year.
Love it. And then on the blank screen, we got Brandon, the Burger Daddy. Brandon, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Done a couple mocks, done a couple underdog drafts, but not quite into the full swing of everything yet. So I'm excited to get some under my belt here.
Very nice. We'll go down to Eric D., first timer on the pod. Eric, thanks for jumping on.
I'm on mute. See, novice. Happy to be here, though. So let's draft it up.
Absolutely. Then we got King Crook and Caden. Thanks for jumping on, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. It's an honor. Always love being on the show. I appreciate it. I haven't been on since the Thanksgiving Day special, so I'm hoping to make another splash.
Love it. And then last but not least, we got Shane Cherry Weber.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure. Steph listens too, so she's going to get to hear me. So that's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. We love that Steph listens. So we are.
Yeah, too. She gets a big kick out of you guys.
Good. We are on the clock here while Chris is with the number one pick. So, two quarterback league, assuming PPR. We have a full draft in here. Nine of us are in the chat lobby, and then three random people from the internet here. So, Scuba Steve, I assume, at number 12. Sweaty Nads, Nipple Breath, got some great teams in here. Test, I assume the pro wrestler is who that is. And CJ going with Josh Allen. So, Chris, Allen over Hurts.
To be fair, that wasn't going to be my pick. It would have been Mahomes. But Allen's probably my QB2. 12 teams super flex. I'm going to go QB first overall. In a 10-team, Jay Jets would definitely be in the hunt there. But not going to cry about Josh Allen. Pick would have been Mahomes.
Love it. Brian, number two on the clock.
Yeah, picks in. Kind of what Chris was saying. I think a 12-team league, two QBs. You got to get one of those elite quarterbacks early. So I feel pretty lucky getting Mahomes early in the draft here.
Very nice. Eric D on the clock.
Yeah. It's two quarterbacks kind of new to me. So it's funny to watch quarterbacks go one and two. So you give it some thought. And I think I have to zig. And I'm going to take my guy. Jamar Chase, number three overall.
No, you didn't, actually.
I did not?
No, we got Justin Jefferson here.
Yay, you know, compare an orange to an orange, you know, sometimes.
Nice consolation. I think that what you did is you clicked on him, you thought you drafted him, and there's another click that you got to do. So,
that'll work. Okay.
Yeah.
They're kind of, to me, they're pretty interchangeable, and I think they're both going to have great seasons, so I'm fine with it.
Very nice. Shane, on the clock, a.k.a. Web Daddy.
Yeah, I am going to go ahead and take Jalen Hurts.
No, you're not.
What? Okay, well, I was going to take Jalen Hurts.
We do know how we've done a mock before, right, ladies and gentlemen? Let's reel it in here a bit. Learn how to click buttons. Remember, just click it.
So, King Crook on the board. And
All right. I'll try to click it a little bit before it gets auto picked for me. So
yeah,
I went ahead and took Jalen Hurts. My analysis for that pick is because Weber was going to take him. So I went ahead and piggybacked off the three-time Crook League champion. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be super solid this year. Got to get him the first round. He's not going to be there coming back.
Hell yeah. So I was up at number six. Christian McCaffrey sitting there at six. Be surprised if that happens in a real draft, but you got to remember it is a super flex or a two quarterback. So love getting the number one running back at number six there. And we'll see what comes back. Is anybody sweaty Nads or is that a random person? Quick shout out to everybody. Rankings are a little wonky on this site, and it's because it's all through ADP. So everybody that was drafting in the spring and early summer, the guys are ranked off of where they were drafted. So the rookies are like super low. So if you're looking for a rookie, you got to get your shovel out and dig. There's a bunch of guys that are way lower in the rankings that they probably should be in your regular home league. So keep that in mind. So
probably a lot of best ball influence also.
I mean, it could be. This one just takes its own website stuff.
Good.
Yeah. So Jerry, you were up at eight. Joey,
yeah, I'll be quick here. I took Joe Burrow. He's the last of my elite quarterbacks on the board, so I wanted to snag him before it drops down a tier for me.
Very nice. And then Test at number nine took Eckler and Nipple Breath, Burger Daddy, on the board. Brandon?
I think I took Lamar. Let me take Lamar.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Lamar kind of got me last year with a little bit of injury and some other stuff going on, but I'm coming right back to the well. I think it's going to put up some numbers this year.
New offense, exciting. Sean, on the clock. Sean's having some audio issues here. There he is.
Try that.
Yep, you're good.
All right. I went ahead with Herbert. Stuck with the quarterback trend. Obviously, he's on the back end of the quarterback train there, but I feel like if I don't get him now, I'm not going to get one there on the third round.
It's a good call. Scuba Steve up at 12. Looks like he's jumping into auto pick here with Cooper Kupp. So, quick recap of the first round. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, Joe Burrow, Austin Eckler, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Cooper Kupp. No real surprises, I don't think. Pretty quarterback heavy. And sprinkle in the other positions. Round two is where it's going to get interesting here. So, Scuba Steve down to about 10 seconds. And he doubled up on receiver. Went Cooper Kupp and Steph Diggs. And Sean Benet back on the clock.
I went ahead and took A.J. Brown.
Of course you did.
It also just kicked me out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had 15 seconds. You didn't make a pick yet.
Let's see who we get.
You're probably
next highest rank.
You're probably going to get Kelsey.
Yeah, which is a great pick, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there, but it kicked me out.
Are you doing this on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
That could be why. I don't know. So Sean took, nice start there with Herbert and Kelsey. He would have taken A.J. Brown, but hey, technology for you. You happy?
I had Kelsey in my queue, but that is no longer happening, so I guess I'll take A.J. Brown.
Say, get the Eagles guys back to back. Sean, are you happy with Kelsey?
Yeah, I would definitely take Kelsey. Honestly, he's like having another wide receiver, but I feel like the Homer pick was definitely there, but I feel like in the second year with Hurts, he's obviously gonna light it up. But.
Yeah, Brandon, you're happy with AJ? I'm guessing.
Obviously, another homer. I've got a few Eagles fans in here, so the Eagles picks are going to be early and often.
All right, Jerry, on the clock.
Okay. So the computer just stole someone. Took Chubb.
right before me there. I'm going to take another running back. Again, I think there's a tip-off. I'm going to take Saquon.
Nice.
Love that as a start. I think the wide receivers are so deep that I can make up for not getting one of the elite guys right now. I can stack some, you know, mid-tier wide, still have a good starting squad.
For sure. So sweaty Nads doubled up on receivers. Tyreek Hill and CD Lamb, hell of a start. And I'm in a tad of a conundrum here. I'm going to go with, I guess, the last guy here for a tier break for me. Definitely a hot and sexy pick this summer. Trevor Lawrence is my QB1. Pretty pleased with that. Not sure I would have took him if there were some other guys that are still left on the board, but still pretty happy with him with the start of McCaffrey and Trevor Lawrence. King Crook on the board, following up Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, it's quite a drop off at running back, but I love me some Etienne. I had him last year in one of my leagues. He's the guy there. Hopefully they get him more involved in the passing game in this PPR league, but I'm happy with it.
Very nice. Definitely going to be very active. So, Web Daddy, you took Jamar Chase. You were going to take Hurts before, so.
No, I mean, I obviously got the guy I wanted in the first round. So, coming back, I'm going to go with the hot commodity, Justin Fields. Everyone's hyping to death, so I need a quarterback. So, let's roll with him.
Very nice. Love it. Eric D. back on the clock.
Yeah, I got to love those picks. Actually, that's like the start I wouldn't mind myself is a Chase Fields start. So I got to pivot a little bit here with my click discipline. I think with things that are left on the board, I mean, the new hotness, I guess, for a couple of years of the old horse. I can figure out how to draft it. There we go.
You got Adams.
Okay. Well, nothing for me today. So I don't know what I'm doing.
So, Eric, when you click the guy, you got to go the whole way to the right, the third column, and it'll have a big green button that says draft.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'll show you. So funny.
There we go. So Sean got kicked out of the draft, unfortunately. That sucks. We can still get some commentary on who he would have picked. Or Eric, I guess. You went Justin Jefferson, followed it up with Devontae Adams. Were you looking quarterback there or running back, or I missed that?
Honestly, once Fields went off the board and once you guys caught me off guard with Lawrence and Fields, really hoping one of those guys would drop. And at that point, I was kind of prepared maybe to go two wide receiver to start. And, you know, as I discussed, I mean, same kind of thing. Can't lose Devontae Adams, Amon-Ra, like both guys are going to perform this. So,
yeah,
pretty good about the start.
Very nice. Brian, so Mahomes and Bijan. What do you think about Bijan end of second?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised he'd fall to me, but I guess in a 2QB setup, that can happen. So, but I'm real happy with it, especially with going quarterback on the first pick. This next pick's kind of tough. I think there's a lot of good options here.
Yeah, so Chris, on the turn there, you went the last king and then the sun god. I know you're a big ARSB guy.
I mean, it just it seemed like there was two elite picks that were still there in my mind. I mean, Derrick Henry, I think, is getting slept on this year. He's still going to get 300-plus carries. And then Amon-Ra, you know, he's going to have 140 targets. So to be able to get Henry at the end of the second and Amon-Ra at the beginning of the third, happy with that.
I'd argue 140 might be a tad low for his targets, to be quite honest, but still going to have quite a few. B-Rye, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I was hoping St. Brown would fall to me, but I think Wilson's a good option. Interested to see how he performs with a better quarterback, a much better quarterback with Rodgers going over there. So I like my young team here with Patrick Mahomes also leading the way.
Very young, very sexy. So Eric D's up at 3. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties and he timed out for both of his picks, so it won't let him manually draft anymore. So apologize for that, Eric, and it looks like Sean's going to be in the same boat. So sorry to hear that, guys. We'll see how the teams turn out, I guess. Feel free to chime in if you want to talk about who you would have picked, you know, if certain guys would have been there and that. So we still want to open up the floor to you. Eric, were you set on Taylor there? I'm guessing maybe not, since you don't have a QB yet.
I was not set on. I don't know what happened there as far as anyways. I mean, I can't say I would complain about Jonathan Taylor in the third round, considering, you know, who we thought he was last year. So I know there's a lot going on with the team and whatnot, but, you know, bank on upside and hopefully it works out.
Webb, you went back to Big Naj.
Yeah. His Liz Frank is gone. I think he's going to be pretty solid.
Crook, Hurts, ETN, Waddle. Let us know what you're thinking.
I'm happy with the Waddle pick. It was kind of between him and Devonta Smith, but I love me some Waddle. That way, when he scores, I can do the Waddle.
Love it. Very nice. That's a nice start, Hurts, ETN, Waddle. So I'm at 6. I had McCaffrey, Trevor Lawrence, and then I got T. Higgins. Feel like wide receivers are just done in this year. I just think there's a big cliff, and it's really not nearly as deep as it usually is. So I needed to get a receiver. There aren't any number ones left. But I got T. Higgins, pretty happy with that. High-powered offense. Sweaty Nads. Followed up Tyreek and CD with Mark Andrews. And then Jerry, doubling up on RB. Very nice.
Yeah, I really liked Tony P. was still out there. I still feel like I don't have any wide receivers yet, but I still feel like there's some solid guys out there. I'm hoping a specific guy is going to fall to me on this turn. I don't know that he will, but I have him targeted now. But yeah, I can't complain about Burrow, Saquon, and Tony P. to start it off.
Yeah, so Pollard's a steal of draft so far right there.
It's a beautiful start. And I can only assume that you wanted Olave to fall to you there, Jerry.
That's correct. And he fell 2 picks later.
Yeah. So Test took Eckler, Chubb, and Mixon. Somebody likes running backs. And then Brandon with nipple breath. Lamar, A.J. Brown, and Olave. So Olave in the third, and he's on the clock currently right now.
Yeah, after Olave, a little run on running backs, Jacobs, Cook, and Breece Hall, then another quarterback for Sean took Dak, so now he's got Herbert and Dak.
I knew Sean was always a Dak guy. He tried to tell us he's not.
Ah, Dak attack. All right, we're starting to see a couple more QBs go off the board. I did have a couple of these guys in my queue. Metcalf was one I was targeting. Rogers is another guy. Man, tough spot here. I definitely need a wide receiver. They have dropped off dramatically. See if I can find a little diamond in the rough here. There is a QB I like too. That's interesting me. Yep, I'm gonna pivot. I'm gonna go to a love his offense. He's got great skill players. I think combining him with Burrow, that's a pretty nasty duo there.
How about his thighs? What do you think about his thighs?
I think they're thick enough. I easily have the thickest thighs built so far with Quan and him on the same team. So it's good luck tackling any of the players on my team.
So I'm a little pressed for time. Ramondre Stevenson went. QBs are looking rough right now. But I feel like I do still need another receiver. And this guy, oh, am I going to get him? I think hopefully barely. Nope, I didn't. Shit. So would have taken Devonta Smith there for sure and would have loved that. Pretty pissed that
was the guy I was debating.
Yeah. So Crook just snaking. What a snake. And that's okay. Aaron Jones, not in love with. Probably a couple running backs I would have taken over Jones, personally. I'm a tad low on him. Nah, that's about the right price. Crook really cleaning up the scraps from everybody with Waddle and Devonta Smith, both the Alabama boys from a few years ago. So what do you think about that wide receiver start, Crook?
I can't complain. I was going to take Devonta over Jalen, so I'm happy to have both on fake team.
PPR league, both those guys are probably going to see about 100 catches this year too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Weber coming in with Debo. You like Debo this year?
I do. I mean, I don't love him. I don't hate him. I mean, he's a pretty crucial part to that offense, and if he stays healthy, he should be pretty solid, right?
Yeah, so you're a liker, not a lover.
Liker, not a lover, but I'm happy with it.
Okay. Eric D coming in with Kirk Cousins. He's still an auto pick, but just remember.
No, you're able to still able to throw him in the watch list, so I still have a little bit of control.
Oh, nice.
I wanted Kirk Cousins. So
perfect.
I mean, top 12 quarterback almost every single year. Pull the ripcord and draft Kirk Cousins.
Criminally underrated. So B-Rod coming in with a nice QB2 with Deshaun Watson. So Brian, throwing all kind of morality out the window here and taking a guy that you've been backing for years, Deshaun Watson. Explain.
Especially being a fan, this isn't a pick I feel good about, but 2 QB system. Or 2QB league here. Got to go with it. I think by the time my next pick comes around, small chance there'll be much left at QB. So,
yeah, for sure. And Chris coming in with baggy sleeves on the turn at the end of the fourth and got number one in the fifth here.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of really good options here I wasn't anticipating. I really wanted a wide receiver. I'll remind the guys how you mentioned before how a lot of the people are buried. Calvin Ridley was someone I was considering. And then this next pick I have is also someone who's buried on this website that's got blow up potential. And that's Mr. Jameer Gibbs.
Nice. So we told you guys you got to dig for them rookies, and we weren't kidding. So Brian back on the clock.
I'm scrambling. I was hoping to grab Gibbs there. Let's see here. We'll take Kenneth Walker. Keep it young at running back, and he could have a good year.
Eric D. snagging Poopy Koopy. That's a nice pick. I was looking at him.
Yes. Number one wide receiver. Hope for a little better play out of Deshaun Watson this year. Should have a pretty nice wide receiver core. Time to fill in the gaps.
Very nice. Webb, you went with Geno.
Yeah, I went with Geno. I wanted to snag another quarterback, and I think Geno has some upside, man. He was all last year in the Big Ba, and I think he's going to roll again. I'll take him as a QB, too.
I like it. I like that a lot. Crook, J.K. Dobbins as your RB2.
Love that pick.
Yeah, I think in the fifth round. I saw some good stuff out of him last year. I hope the knee's going to hold up. A little risky, but it was either between him or Potato Head Swift. And so I just kind of rolled the dice.
Oh, boy. So I felt like I needed a quarterback. We got some teams here without any, and then Nipple Breath over there with just one. So I guess Tess just has one as well. So not in love with Russ. I think he'll be pretty middle of the pack. I think he'll be substantially better this year with Sean Payton. So I felt it was pretty appropriate time to grab him in a 2-quarterback and hope for the best. So then Sweaty Nads comes in, takes David Montgomery to pair with Stevenson. And Scary Jerry comes in, taking Scary Terry.
Yeah, I had no wide receivers yet, fifth round. So had to get somebody on the board that can catch the ball. He's the guy in Washington. Not thrilled about the quarterback play, but he should get the targets regardless.
Very pro Scary Terry pod here in the Funk House. Love it. Could be worse options for your wide receiver one. Test went and took Daniel Jones pair with Rodgers. And Burger Daddy, Brandon, back on the clock. Al Madison.
RB1, Alexander Madison in the fifth round. Not crazy about it, but that's where I'm at right now. So.
All right.
I was going to take Danny Dimes there. I'm a Danny Dimes fan.
Yeah, I like him too.
That kind of, he went right the pick before. So grab another QB here before they're gone. Don't love that pick either, but.
Well, I think that's nice. So Madison, Sean, I know you don't have control, but you ended up with your Philly boy, DeAndre Swift. You happy with that?
I'm okay with it. I would rather see if I'm going to take him, it's definitely going to be probably rounds 9-10. If okay. he falls to me, that's awesome in a standard draft, but I'll take him. I don't love the backfield, never have. Philly just doesn't like to make a one-man show.
How about Godwin? You happy with that pick in the sixth?
Yeah, I'll take that. It'd be what, my wide receiver 3 now, so.
Scuba Steve, Javonte Williams, and Hockenson. And like we said, Brandon came back and took Goff. Test took George Kittle. And Jerry, back on the clock. Jerry's got 10 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm looking at wide receivers again. I'm going to go ahead and take the criminally underrated Tyler Lockett. I want some consistency at the position. He always performs. I think they could have a really good air attack this year with him. And the new rookie.
For sure. So I'm going to jump over to Chris's neck of the woods and pair Jerry Jeudy with Russ back-to-back. So we'll see. I do think that they are going to be a better team and score more points. I don't think it's going to be amazing, but there's always room, you know, to go up. So Crook coming in with Jim Cook, the classic hype beast of the mid-August preseason. Crook, what do you think about Jim Cook?
Well, it's his backfield, and I think that we could see some explosiveness out of him this season. At least I'm hoping so. And as my third running back, I think it's decent.
Gotta love it. Yeah. Me and Jerry just talked the past couple weeks about how he's going to be the guy that people are going to have a lot of FOMO for. Because of the team he's on and the opportunity, and his ADP is going to go through the roof here in the next 2 weeks. Weber, Jim Connor, what do we think about that?
That's a good call on Cook. His ADP is definitely going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took James Connor. I just feel like when Arizona scores, he's probably going to be involved somehow.
Yeah.
There's really nobody behind him. So as long as he's healthy, he should be solid for an RB2.
If they score. If they score at all.
That's what I said. If they score, he should be involved.
Eric D coming in with a QB2 and a pretty solid option, some upside. Anthony Richardson, the rookie, looked pretty solid. Eric?
Yeah, right. Fun pick. You look at the QBs left on the board, and it's you know, looking for upside at that point. Old trusty Kirk Cousins and the new hotness Anthony Richardson. I think it's a fun QB room.
Yeah, that's a nice combo. Brian taking Calvin Ridley. Very nice pick. I love that. I forgot he was down here, you know, buried in these rankings as well. So,
yeah, there's definitely some risk there. Hard to say I was going to look after a couple years off from football, but the upside's definitely there, and he's in a high-powered offense, so I think it's worth the risk.
Very nice. Chris cleaning up round 6 with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I got that depth at running back early on, so I'm happy to take the risk with Kamara and the reward. He's only out 3 games. That's kind of criminally low for jacking someone in the face on camera, but I love that. To be a potential flex option and also to spell my top 2 running backs. And then Brian got me back. I was definitely going to take Calvin Ridley. So he got me back from me taking Jahmyr Gibbs from him. But Mike Evans right here at the 7, sorry to sewer Thunder House. Another guy that I wouldn't take him super high, but where I'm seeing at ADP, I think is criminally low for him, especially someone who was a championship winner for a long last year.
Yeah. Huge end of last season. So B-Rye continuing with this young RB room with Damian Pierce. And a controversial topic in our pod last week between me and Jerry. So, Brian, what do you think about Pierce?
Don't love the offense, but I think he's just a beast. And really one of the main reasons I grabbed him is I just see like a cliff with what's left here. By the time it comes back to me, I don't really think there's going to be much there at running back.
Yeah, that's fair for sure. So we got Weber, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I had him last year. He was solid. I think he's still going to be just as solid. That's a good offense. Trevor Lawrence is really good. Really will take some targets away from him for sure, but as a wide receiver three, I'll take Kirk.
So Crook comes in. Matthew Stafford for his QB2.
I needed one. So it was, again, throwing a dart at the few that were left, and I'm not disappointed with it. Seventh round.
Yeah, I like it. It's a nice pick. I followed that up with Miles Sanders. Mixed reviews on Sanders. Some people really like him. Some people are, you know, a little weary. Great last season. Hasn't done a ton outside of that. Potentially three down back. I'm not sure I'm buying that. They do have a few other backs they like to use there. But as my RB3 in the seventh round, I'm pretty happy with that. And then Sweaty Nads took Cam Akers. We know how we feel about Akers on this pod. Not a pro Akers pod. Jerry with Christian Watson. It's a nice snag.
Yeah, to round out my starting wide receivers there, wide receiver three. I think he's the guy in Green Bay. We've seen what he did at the end of last season. I always like guys this season really strong. They seem to not miss beat that in the 7th and 12th team.
Tess taking Deontay Johnson. I think I read that right. Not sure who he is, but he is a player on the board, I guess.
Yeah. I don't recall.
So they're coming quick now. I was wondering when this guy was going to get drafted. DeAndre Hopkins. What do we think, Brandon, while you're on the clock?
Hopkins, I'm kind of at a loss for running backs right now, so I'm just going to keep hammering wide receivers. don't love that offense really that much, but, you know, he's still that guy. I think he's going to be obviously the biggest target earner. Treylon Burks is coming on a little bit, but he's not there yet, I think he's just gonna. I'm gonna panic pick here.
Burks went down today too.
Oh, did he?
He got carted. They said it's like an LCL sprain, so a few weeks, but
carted off.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean, MPJ, Mike Pittman Jr. followed up with Big Mike. Couple nice mics here. What do we think about those two receivers back to back?
Once again, it's another offense I'm not in love with. I'll take it. He's a primary target share guy there. So, I mean, 2-3 years ago, he was a guy that was skyrocketing up a lot of people's boards. I think he was going as early as third and fourth round 2 years ago. Last year, there was that dip off, but I would take him. That's reasonable ADP.
Yeah, no doubt. Brandon, coming up with Rashad Penny. Was that an auto pick, or is that who you had?
That was an auto pick. I was looking for Rashad White, and those auto picks, so I lost out there while I was talking. So ended up with Rashad Penny, a little bit of a bruiser. He might be get some goal line work this year. I think he'll be all right. My RB2 now.
All right, so I need a receiver. I'm going to take
Guy
I've been really, really high on, George Pickens. We'll see if Pickett can put it together this year, but Pickens has looked really good so far this offseason, this preseason. Jerry, you took Goddard. That I didn't even see that. So getting Goddard in the 8th, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there was a bit of a run there a couple rounds ago. Kittle and Hawkinson went, and then Pitts. Goddard was the last tight end that I really like. I understand there's a lot of targets there in Philly, but I think he'll still get his. So I felt he was the best tight end left. I had other wide receivers I was debating with, but there's still a good amount of good ones out there at wide receiver. So,
but it's safe to say there are enough balls in Philly, so it's a nice pick. And like Webb said, Sweaty Nads took Gipper, Antonio Gibson. I went Pickens, Crook, Drake London. What are your thoughts on London?
I think value in eighth round is there. As the number one receiver in Atlanta, I don't love their passing attack based on last year, but hopefully they with Ritter, they take a big step forward. So fingers crossed.
Nice. And Weber, Derek Carr for your QB3. It's a nice little fallback option.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was still there, and he has a set of guns on him now.
So dude, he does. His arms are big.
Yeah. And it's just nice to have another QB that you can plug in there any week, really. Yeah. So he should
be wanted a white one. That's what I thought. You just needed one of them white cubes. you guys remember how pumped Billy was for Derek Carr last year and how hard he overdrafted him?
Yeah.
When we look at the Crook League board, yeah. I want to see how high that was because I remember he was going nuts.
I think it was like the fifth or sixth round.
Oh, nice. So Eric D taking Khalil Herbert. I like that. I like Herbert. It's crowded backfield and a questionable offense, but they're going to run the ball. So I like that, Eric.
Yeah, it's a little crowded, but I think they like him a lot. I think he's shown some talent. He might not be the best running back in the world, but running quarterback usually opens up the run game a little bit. One of the last guys I saw that really has a good opportunity to really take up majority of the backfield. So I'll jump on board.
Yeah, I'd say personally, I think he's easily their best runner. So
for sure. I mean, you got a rookie and Deontay Foreman that, you know, health is always an issue with that guy.
Sure. Brian, getting old man Waller. So Darren Waller, and I know you're picking right now. I'll skip to Chris. Chris, you took Jordan Love as your QB2 and then Freiermuth. It's a nice little combo in the turn there.
Yeah. Had I Derek Carr still been there, I would have gone Carr and Love. Back in the fifth, sixth round, I really wanted to get Goff, but he missed out on him, and I saw a pretty big drop off at QB, so I'm glad I got some good position players. But I love Jordan Love this year for the same reason people are talking up Richardson. I think Love's got that running potential. He's got more experience from watching Rodgers, and I think he's just on a better team in offense than Indy. So I think Love's getting a little underappreciated. He's not getting the love. And then Freiermuth, I think he's the first target in Pittsburgh for passes. Yes.
Jordan, yeah. No love.
That's fair. B-Rye, Waller, and then Damian Harris on the turn there in round 9.
So the Harris was an error. I didn't get my pick in on time. But Waller, I'm happy pick. Giants have last year they were an offense that kind of overachieved. I think they were hungry for people to give targets to, and he's a big target. So if he can stay healthy, I think he could have a huge year.
Yeah, for sure. Eric D kind of with Jahan Dotson. I like that. We're pretty vocal about our love for Dotson on the pod here, so it's a nice pick, Eric.
Hey, man, I'll second that. Good player.
Yeah. And then Weber, Evan Engram.
Yeah, I thought tight ends. I hate drafting tight ends, really. But I looked, and they're getting pretty bad, and I think he's pretty solid. I think he has a pretty high floor as far as the tight end market goes, so I'm happy with him.
Very nice. Crook taking Kenny Pickett as your QB3.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I heard his hands got bigger since last season, so that's pretty cool. So, hoping for the best.
They stretched him out.
Been working him out.
I went and grabbed Njoku, who is a guy that I like more than anybody, I think. I would take Njoku over Engram, Freiermuth, Waller. That's probably it, but I know I'm probably alone there. I love how athletic he is. He had a great finish to last season, very high in Njoku, so very pleased to get him in the 9th. Hopefully the rest of you guys that are in leagues with me disregard that and keep letting him fall to me. I would love that. So forget what I just said. Sweaty Nads taking Treylon Burks, who we just talked about, went down, looked like an LCL sprain. So I think he'll be okay. Probably I could see him missing maybe week 1. We'll see how that goes. Jerry, sniping Sky Moore off me once again for your wide receiver 4. I know you need that depth, so that's a nice pickup.
Yeah, the guy just went right after me. Cortland Sutton was trying to put me in the trap. I wasn't going to let it happen. I've been there, done that. I think his time's slowing down in Denver. And I think Sky Moores is skyrocketing. So I really like him this year. Just keep him out your mouth. Don't even worry about him, okay?
C-Sut, taken by Test, like you said. So, nipple breath on the clock. I do laugh every time I say it as well. So, Brandon grabbed A.J. Dillon. Then Sean took Algier and Pacheco, a couple sophomore running backs there. Sean, you good with those two young running backs?
Obviously, Algier is going to take the major backseat to Bijan. He actually had a really decent stretch in the season last year. I think it was a waiver pickup for me in a couple of my leagues, and he actually performed half decent. You guys know I was pretty bullish on Pacheco last year, and he actually gave me a big jolt towards the end of the season. Another dart throw at the end of the year or during last year's draft, and I hung on to him all year until he took the backfield. Didn't write any bad Pachecos.
Didn't have a Pacheco bounce. Oh, man. How long have you been waiting on that one? I feel like that's been in the holster for weeks, man.
We'll be hanging that one up in the glass window.
I love
it. Such a bad dad joke.
I love it. Well, you're a dad, so. Brandon took Dillon and Fournette. So was Fournette an auto draft there? Or?
Yeah, I am out.
Yeah.
Kicked me out.
Yeah. Oh, it kicked you out. Okay, so this is a kind of a survivor mock here. We're down to only two or three people.
If you manage your queue really well, you can still.
That's right.
I mean, most of my picks after the first like four picks are actually my picks.
So Eric got on auto draft that he can't get out of, but Brandon and Sean have both been removed from the draft. So I don't think they can even get to their queue. Yeah, I
got totally booted from the app entirely.
Yeah. So Tess. Tess took Brandon Cooks, who was certainly a guy I was thinking about there in a couple picks. Very underrated. I love Cooks in Dallas this year. It'll be interesting. Jerry snags Jim Polo. So new home in Las Vegas. What do you think about Garoppolo, Jerry?
Not thrilled about it, but he's basically one of the only starting quarterbacks left. He still has Devontae, so there's points there. There was another wide receiver I'd much rather would have taken, but I felt I had to take the QB just because there's not many left for backups.
For sure. So I went with Gabe Davis. I'm still drinking that Kool-Aid. I probably should have looked for a QB3 here, but my wide receivers aren't very good either. So I'm pretty comfortable with Russ and Trevor Lawrence. So I went with Gabe Davis as my wide receiver 4 and Crook. Brian Robinson Jr. for the Washington Durs. What do you think about him?
Well, I live in the North Virginia area, and they're hyping him up this year, saying he's fully recovered from getting shot, and so they're expecting big things from him. So I figured in the 10th round, he's a starting running back.
Hell yeah. So I got to say, one of my favorite moments from last year was him running out to Many Men by 50 Cent. That was probably one of the coolest things ever, just because of the story. Good. It's a great early 2000s rap song, one of 50's best, and that was really cool. So Weber coming in with Alan Lazard. What do you think about Lazard?
Interesting, I guess. I don't know. Should be a decent option for Rodgers with Garrett Wilson drawing double teams, you'd think. So they're comfortable together. I think it's worth a shot in the 10th round.
For sure. And then Eric with the P Rhino. That's a nice pick. You got to assume he's going to get some work early.
Right. You know, when you're running back starved, you're looking for touches, and they're going to be there. They paid him money this offseason, and we don't know where Javonte is at. So let's see.
For sure. And B. Rye, second rookie quarterback off the board, Bryce Young, sitting behind Mahomes and Watson. Very nice.
Yeah, not a lot of guys left at QB if you're going to get my third guy. finally. There's definitely some upside there, even as a rookie. So, yeah, I'm happy with the pick.
And crazy legs, Brock Purdy or a young Jim Harbaugh, or sorry, John Harbaugh. If you've seen those pictures side by side, it's pretty entertaining. So Brock Purdy and M-Tom back to back.
Yeah, definitely needed to have, if you want to call it a high-end QB3, hard to do in a 12-team super flex league, but I think Purdy, I mean, the elbow's obviously a thing, but all you're hearing out of San Francisco, Alex, he's the guy. So, I mean, if he's not hurt, that's a steal in the 10th round. And then Michael Thomas, maybe finally back and healthy, has a more competent QB now than Jameis or Dalton were. So in the 11th round, I think it's worth the risk for Michael Thomas as a possession receiver.
For sure. The one thing that is, I don't want to say worries me about Purdy, but they're saying, oh yeah, he can now practice for 3 days in a row without a break. That's concerning in mid-August, but you're right. I think he is the guy there. Brian, back to your roots with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Really just kind of a panic that could be that PPR guy in New England. So we'll see.
Eric D with Sam Howell. It's a nice little QB3. Could get you some rushing yards.
Get another upside play. The guy was great in college. And we just, you know, roll the dice when there's nobody left on the board.
Weber, Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert. Yeah, I mean, he's gut guaranteed, but if he doesn't, I think he's 1A there in Miami. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd say he's the 1A for now. I don't think they're going to use A-Chain as much as some people think this year, so I do think it'll be kind of a 50-50 with Mostert and Wilson, and then maybe just, you know, sprinkle in a little Salt Bay of A-Chain here and there, and maybe over the next couple of years, if they can beef him up a little bit, he can get a little bit more action. But Crook with rookie receiver Jordan Addison, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the thought there is that JJ is going to take some, you know, some double coverage, and Addison will be the benefit of that.
For sure. I know Jerry was looking at him, I'm sure, in this round, and he's probably not too pleased with you. I was looking for Tannehill. Needed a QB3. Not in love with him, but in round 11 is probably, you know, the 30th quarterback or so. I could do worse than Tannehill. So sweaty nads to Kareem Hunt. Pretty questionable pick there, but I'm sure he'll end up somewhere. And Jerry, I know he saw Addison go, so looking for that next best rookie receiver with JSN.
Yeah, tough here for me. I've only drafted two running more in the 12th round. I was really hoping to get most hurt there. As soon as he was gone, Addison was next in line. He got snagged. I do like my pick of JSN. I'm just trying to get, you know, a warm body at running back. I'm going to take Elijah Mitchell from San Fran. You never know what happens to McCaffrey. With his injury history, yeah, Elijah could see some more time, but I just need a plug-and-play guy, something I can, you know, a fill-in for bye weeks or injuries.
I'm going to run down the board here. I'm going to get my shovel out and see who I can find. Maybe I'll find somebody. Maybe I'll get an auto pick. I'd like to, out of respect, draft Tim Patrick, but I'm not going to. I'm going to try to get Quentin Johnson. Quentin Johnston for the Chargers. I just kind of wanted to be included in the rookie train here. Not particularly in love with Johnston, but you know Herbert's going to sling it. And, yeah, I was just a little jealous of you guys taking the rookie, so I wanted to grab one. And a little recap of round 12. It started with Trey Lance, Kenny Gainwell. So the true Kenny G now that the Galladay Bird is out of the league. Tyler Higbee, C.J. Stroud, Eli Mitchell, Shoddy B, who I was certainly looking at and got sniped there. I went with Quentin Johnston. And Crook follows up with a big hero at the end of last year, Jerick McKinnon. So right now he's playing as the RB3 for KC, but I think we all know that'll probably change over the next 2 months or so.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. If you go back and look how Chris's team turned around in Crook League and he put him into the finals, was a big part of that was McKinnon.
So Weber with the first defense off the board, and I will say, those of you not in Crook League, we do play two defenses, so I'm not going to say we're going to assume that this time. We're almost done with the draft, but that's kind of where Weber's thinking here with taking a defense, because we do start two. And it's fun. I'm not a big defense guy, but starting two is actually really fun, and I really like that about Crook League. So Eric D with – go ahead, Webb.
No, this will probably be like, even in Crook League, if I took one early, I wouldn't take one again until literally the last pick, probably. But yeah, if a good one's there, and like now there's just a bunch of crap left, like all of the same stuff, just a different name, basically, that you're taking.
Defenses are, it's almost like drafting tight ends, like great or late.
Yeah. So Charbonnet, nice little pick there for you, Eric. I like that. And then
love that pick.
Yeah. So A-Chain.
Yeah, I think they drafted that guy for a reason, and I think they're going to use him. So let's go.
Very nice. So Brian must differ a little bit on my opinion of the Miami backfield. So he went with A-Chain, and he could certainly prove me wrong. So, Brian, what do we think about A-Chain?
Pretty good things about him, and I just think eventually this year he'll get an opportunity just based on the guys in front of him likely getting injured at some point. So, I must be auto-picked or something.
Yeah, you got Kadarius Toney you followed up with.
I think I'm in I must be an auto-draft because I did not pick him.
Well, could be worse because you got Mahomes, and, you know, he could come on later in the year. So, I've seen worse picks. For sure. So, Chris, Zeke Elliott, newly signed by the Pats, and Jaylen Warren. What do you think about these two backs, Chris?
Well, I mean, Zeke could blow up and quit on the team in 2 weeks, or he could have a timeshare in that backfield. Obviously, huge hit to Ramondre, who went in the fourth round, but still, Zeke in the 12th is way better than Ramondre in the fourth. Jaylen Warren, purely speculation, 13th round. I mean, I think if Naj goes down, Jaylen Warren showed last year that he's better at football. So, you know, if the Steelers figure that out, or if Najee gets hurt, I think Warren's an RB1.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, you were the guy that took Naj third overall.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake. I still had most points in the league and made it to the finals despite that pick, but it was a terrible pick.
That's true, and that's really impressive because your mental health took a huge hit after that Naj. You were really I've never seen anybody so upset with himself for a draft pick, but you rallied and proved, you know, why you're a three-time champ and that you belong. So Tank Bigsby, potential backup to ETN there for Eric D. I like that. Heard some good things. Eli Moore for Webb. What do you think about Elijah Moore?
Kind of just a stash. Hopefully he works out. I mean, it's I don't know. Deshaun could ball out, man. He could or he couldn't. And I think Elijah Moore this late is worth a stash.
Love that pick.
Yeah, no doubt. CPAT, Crook. I heard rumblings he could get released. Yeah, you don't seem quite as sure.
Yeah, that was an auto pick, trying to pick a tight end. But I do like the Swiss Army knife, and I'm just going to still support him, even if he was auto picked to me.
I like your style. So I went and grabbed second-year guy Zamir White just because of the Josh Jacobs conundrum here. And now I'm going up here to try to look where Josh Jacobs went, and that would have been beginning of the third to Charbonnet. So
it was a third.
Yeah.
Third round.
Yeah. Could be a value pick. I feel like if anybody has the best chance to hold out, it's probably him, knowing what he went through last year with not getting his option picked up and then balling out. And but yeah, I think Zamir White's capable, and I think he'll get the first crack with being a young guy. If anybody will have a full workload in that backfield, it'll be him. But the team's going to be terrible, so could not be, you know, might not be valuable at all. Sweaty Nads, Rondale Moore, Jerry, I know you're a big Nico Collins guy. Nice pick.
Yeah, I'm really late in drafts as a wide receiver. We talked about him in the Landmines, Gold Mines episode. On the clock again. It's getting ugly out there. I'm going to take a guy that we've always been a big fan of, Adam Thielen.
Back to our roots. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking like my wide receiver 7 here, so it's fine. I like him just for team morale in the locker room. Get the, you know, he's a good wide receiver coach. He's been there.
great locker room guy, from what we've been told. So not a ton of interesting picks since then. I'm going to take a guy who's he's made some splashes here, but he's going to be the wide receiver 3 on the team and a question mark behind the offense, Zay Flowers. So after Jerry took Collins, Romeo Dubs, Dante Foreman, Michael Carter, Tyler Boyd, Denver and Buffalo defense, Justin Tucker, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Adam Thielen, Tyler Bass. Then I went with Zay Flowers, Crook with Dalton Kincaid. So potentially playing the big slot for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Billies. And we got Weber back on the clock here. Second to last pick, Jim Robb. Is he on the Giants now? I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, yeah, he's backing up Saquon. If Saquon goes down, I think he kind of got a raw deal a little bit in Jacksonville last year. He started off hot, and they just shipped him off.
Yeah, I know we talked up Jim Robb a couple times. Same thing with the Jets. You know, he went there, and they
didn't
just
he made, yeah, he made a pit stop in New York also.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there for like a week.
For sure. Roschon Johnson.
Very disrespectful.
Roschon Johnson to pair with Khalil Herbert. That's nice, Eric. Nice late grab there.
Yeah, I don't really like to handcuff my own guys, but I don't know. I like Roschon. Just because he sat behind Bijan doesn't mean he's not good at football.
Right. You could do worse. And in my opinion, one of the worst trap picks every year is Michael Gallup, because, man, he's got all the ability in the world, but it just never seems to put it together. So it's a great pick in the 14th, though, Brian. Great value there. Kind of makes up for that Kadarius Toney. You might not even have picked him. I think you might be on auto draft, so I don't know. Did you mean to grab him?
The Gallup, I actually pulled the Eric move and
nice
controlled my watch list. So I did choose him. I just figured this late. It's a good offense. He's having a good camp, so might as well just take a chance on him.
Hell yeah. Might as well. So Kiff went Dallas defense and then Baker Mayfield there.
So. Yeah, Dallas elite defense, hate to say it. And I deliberately didn't pick a kicker with the question of Brock Purdy not knowing and maybe getting some clarity closer to week one, having an actual quarterback with an arm, and then I could potentially do waiver wires on a different pick for a kicker.
Yeah, that's fair. So last round here, Baker Mayfield, Younghoe Koo, Alec Pierce, Evan McPherson, Philly defense. I went with Greg Dulcich to pair with Njoku there. New England defense, Jerry on the board.
Yeah, I'm going to take another late running back here, Jerome Ford, just in case something happens to Nick Chubb. He immediately jumps into a big-time offense. So last round, I'll take the flyer on that all day.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, and then a couple defenses and a couple kickers. So 12-team, does anybody like their team? I certainly don't like mine. Not one bit.
I like mine.
I don't mind mine.
Mean, yeah, assuming I would have taken Mahomes over Allen, which isn't, to be real, that big of a difference, I still like my team.
Right. So let's talk to Eric and Sean, the guys who got booted out. Are you guys happy with your teams?
Yeah, I'll go first.
I'm whatever. There's some decent value where I got. Honestly, the Kelsey pick after I picked Herbert in the top of the second, I kind of like that actually. I've actually never been a big Kelsey drafter. For some reason, the last 5 years, I always say he's going to fall off, and he never does. He just gets better.
I'm the same way, Sean.
Kind of cool pick. And Jacobs was a kind of a league winner last year, honestly. He was a mid-round flyer. A lot of people weren't picking him before the fifth, and, I mean, he was nuts. So,
yeah,
whatever, the offense stinks. But, yeah, you never know.
Eric, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good about it, other than the fact that I've tied my entire season to the Indianapolis Colts and two very uncertain outcomes, Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson. And that's pretty much – otherwise, I feel like I have a pretty solid roster. So if those guys come through, I'm going to be just fine. Actually, I think the upside's there all day long. So
definitely has the upside. I like it. Anybody have anything else?
It's all going to change.
Yeah, for the good of the order here. So appreciate everybody jumping on. And that was fun. It was fun. I mean, we had some guys get booted off and some technical issues, but it was still fun. Appreciate you sticking with us and giving us some commentary on the back end. And definitely have to do it again. We do a weekly show, so everybody's obviously welcome back. We'll try to get each and every one of you on for that. And we got some good segments coming up this year. And Brandon, I'm going to throw it to you. Would you like to plug Burger Daddy and some locations coming up?
Usual stuff this week. Saturday we're at the winery again, 11 to 5. And then Sunday we are at the Harley Shop, Dubois Harley Shop. They are doing a benefit ride, some kind of fundraiser thing, and we'll be there.
The bike night.
It's a Sunday fun day, something or other. But yeah, we'll be there cooking burgers and waiting for people to get back from their ride. And it's also open to the public if anybody wants to show up. I think by the time this airs, it'll be past due. But
yeah, probably. Probably.
We'll be at the winery probably that Saturday.
We can cut that.
Yeah. Just go to the winery. They'll be there at some point.
Yeah. To the winery on a Saturday. We'll probably be there.
So this might be the first time we've had both of our feature sponsors on at Burger Daddy and Napoli's Pizzeria. So appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And what a group we had. This was a great show. And four. B-Rye, Crazy Legs, Burger Daddy, King Crook, Jerry Two Chains, Shaunica McLaughlin, Shane, Dietz, Weber, Eric D, and the Funk House. I think I said King Crook. We are signing off. Good luck in your drafts, everybody. We will not be back until after draft season. Yes. So week one is coming. Jerry, what do we got for him to send him off with?
Oh man, it's time. It's what we've been working for this whole off season. Drafts from the corner. Don't panic. Stick to your rankings. Get them set before the draft. You'll be fine. And yeah, listen to our advice. Recap some of the episodes. You should be good to go.
Yeah. So stay fluid. Don't panic. Make sure you have your back to the door, and you can always find a way out. And just enjoy it. The draft season comes once a year. It'll be over before you know it. And then you'll have the pleasure of managing your team and your mental health for the next 3 to 4 months. And we all know how that goes. So appreciate you guys. And let's go win some championships.
Do it.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out. See you guys.
Appreciate it, guys.